Freedom is good. Liberty is good. Capitalism is good. Tony Katz is spectacular. Broadcasting live on the All Patriots Media Network.
Just because you believe it true doesn't make it true.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Statism will get you nowhere but unhappy or dead or both.
The views expressed on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular are not necessarily those of the station you're listening to, even though they really, really should be.
You keep making fun of the tea parties. We'll see you on the unemployment lines in November.
Now sit back, light up a guilt-free cigar, and let's start the show!
How lucky can one guy be?
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular begins, I'm telling you, for the last time, sit down. We got a lot to talk about. I'm just throwing it up on Twitter right now, at Tony Katz on Twitter. Hold on a second, I just spelled that wrong right there. Bam, bam, and you can call in 1-800-962-1160, 1-800-962-1160. A full day today as we discuss the presidential aspirations of Thaddeus McCotter, congressman from Michigan, and a quasi-regular on this program, the hateful Firefighters Union in Wisconsin. And we are joined, as always, by the non-hateful and the ever-wonderful Vodka Pundit. You can bring the music back up, because it's his music. The music is specifically for him. The one and only Stephen Green, the Vodka Pundit himself. Young man, how are you?
I am good. It is Friday afternoon. I'm having a lovely summer cocktail. I'm on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular. What is not to love?
This, my friend, is the entire point. We will get into how you celebrate the 4th of July in a little bit, but you know what? We spoke just a couple weeks ago about Thaddeus McCotter, congressman from Michigan, the rather contentious interview I had with him. I'm sure the first of many I will have with him, especially regarding the bailouts. No, he was not in favor of the bailout. Yes, he did when, as he says, presented with a choice between leaving the money on Wall Street or putting some money with the auto manufacturers, did vote to move money to the auto manufacturers, but I'm not sure he looks at it as a bailout. How much of a difficulty is this for McCotter getting into this race, and is he a serious contender?
You know what, for a small L libertarian like myself, that rankles a little, because I believe the government money corrupts pretty much everything it touches, and that GM and Chrysler would have had a better bankruptcy proceeding, a more honest bankruptcy proceeding, and would not be so politicized in the case of GM as it is today. I think they would have been much better off without the government money. For most folks, I don't think they'll see it that way, so I don't think it's that much of an impediment, except among the Tea Party. The problem is, he is such a great guy otherwise. He checks off so many of those small L libertarian and Tea Party check boxes other than that, that I don't know where else he's going to go for support. And is it enough of a craw in my throat, is it enough of that for people like me to say, well, to heck with him? Or do we go, well, if it's him or Mitt Romney, I'm going with Thaddeus? I don't know. We have to see how he develops as a candidate. That's why we have primaries. Primaries don't tell you who the best candidate is. The primaries forge the best candidate, or at least that's the hope.
I think that's a very, very good and solid point. It's why we have primaries. I find it comical that you've got the hardcore left, the leftist progressives out there saying that all the candidates are crazy. It's a big cluster. It's a big mess. Nobody knows what they're doing. It's total disarray. I don't see anything but opportunity for me to learn more about the people running for president.
That's exactly what it is. And you know what? Go back to this time 4 years ago, 2007. Obama was this freshman baby-faced senator with nobody knew who he was other than that great speech at the 2004 DNC.
Did you just refer to Obama as a baby-faced senator?
Yeah.
All right, I'm pretty sure that's racist. I just don't know how. I'm pretty sure.
He's just been sworn in. He stole that new senator smell. I don't know.
He had that new senator smell. That's definitely racist. I'm not sure how that one is either.
I think it's something. I think it's from something from Chanel or Homme, maybe. I don't know.
I'm really curious to see how he does in this. And you know, I was filling in earlier for Dana Lash on the Dana Show there on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis, and we had Stephen Crowder on the show, and I've been asking this question a lot, and I don't know if I've discussed it with you, but allow me to bring it to you right now. Mitt Romney is going to bring in, he's going to report $20 million this past quarter. $20 million. What is the value of a Mitt Romney candidacy? What's the value to me?
To you?
To the voter.
To you, probably the same as it is for me. You know, it's free Ambien. Just turn on Fox. There he is, and you're snoring away. The $20 million. Yep. You know, Mitt has an organization. He didn't just run for president in 2008. He's been running for president since 2008,
yeah.
And he's got a lot of money. And more importantly, he now has the ground game experience. So he can put that money to good use. Is it enough to win the primary? I don't know. But he is the front runner. Of course, you've got Bachman. I have problems with Bachman. I like her. She's feisty. I love how feisty she is. But she's too much of a social conservative for my taste. I think she would make a great Veep candidate in that Spiro Agnew attack mode. She'd be great at it. And unlike Spiro Agnew, she's very pleasant to look at. So you're seeing somebody with great name recognition and not much money and not much organization making a great impact against Romney in Iowa. So how much does this $20 million buy? I think that's very much in the air. I think the tools we have available now, whether it's Facebook or Sarah Palin owns that, Twitter, Google Plus. I just got on this today, the new social networking thing. I'll send you an invite.
And I don't have an invite? You're on Google Plus, I don't have
an invite? I will send you an invite. Anyway, we have all these new fabulous tools that really help do two things. They help you raise money in ways that small-name candidates couldn't do before, but they also make the money less necessary. Herman Cain shows up really strong in a lot of polls, and I don't think he's got anything except for a very nice pension from Godfather's Pizza.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing I'm looking forward to in this with McCotter in the field is that you won't have anybody who McCotter is not a guy who is going to sit quiet. If he sees something, he's going to say something. If he has an issue, he is going to tell you. And he's going to say to Romney, he's not going to bow down or what's the word I'm looking for, acquiesce like Pawlenty did when talking about Obamacare. He's going to refer to the fact that, indeed, Obama and Romney are running mates, just like he said before. I can't wait for that to happen.
I had been keeping a very close eye on Pawlenty because on paper he looked so good, and that Fox News Sunday appearance a couple of weeks ago when he rolled out the Obamacare line, which was a setup for that GOP debate. He knew that debate was coming the next line. He rolled out that line in preparation, preparing the battlefield to use that line at the debate, and then he whiffed it. It was sad. So I think Thaddeus McCotter could fill in that T-Paw spot because last couple of weeks, Pawlenty's been dead in the water. Thaddeus McCotter, I'd like to see him in a debate. I think he'd be great fun.
Great. Oh, fantastic. Let me bring you to another story out of Wisconsin. A firefighter by the name of Lieutenant Matt Gorniak wanted to put a float in the Racine, Wisconsin 4th of July parade that originally had run in the 2002 parade. It's a reenactment of the firefighters at 9/11 raising the American flag in the midst of the rubble. It's getting near the 10-year anniversary of the murder of 3,000 people. He wanted to bring this back. He brings it to the executive board there of firefighters, and they say, you know what, it's a great idea. As a matter of fact, we'll get a New York firefighter to come down and march with us. We'll pay for it. And then they ask him, oh, by the way, are you fair share? Turns out fair share is a term used for firefighters who are not part of the union. They don't pay the union dues that go to all the political causes, like supporting those who oppose the collective bargaining law. He's fair share. He doesn't pay into that nonsense. He's a conservative. He's a born again. He doesn't want any part of the political side of being a firefighter. And because he's not a full union guy, the union, the firefighters union in Racine, Wisconsin, says no, they won't support the float in the 4th of July parade in Racine, Wisconsin. I have the whole article up at Pajamas Media.
Is this what unions have become? This is how ugly it is. Go ahead, sorry.
No. Is this what unions have become? You talk about how ugly it is.
We are seeing the whole thing collapse up in Wisconsin. They weren't fighting for money for the school districts. There's a great story about one school district that was $400,000 in the hole that, because of the new budget and the abolishing of the collective bargaining agreements, now has a $1.5 million surplus. It was never about saving money for the schools. It was all about protecting the union money. Because the other thing that Governor Walker signed was stripping the mandatory payment of union dues. There's this cycle of money. It comes out of the union worker's paycheck, whether he wants it to or not. It goes to the union. The union takes its cut off the top. And then the rest of it goes to political campaigns to hire more unionized workers. That's the cycle. That's the money flow.
I am a man who's fully aware of that. But now we've seen the part two, that they're more interested in unions and in union leadership and in getting their money than they are in doing the right thing and being part of the 4th of July parade with a firefighter who might not be union, but is still wanting to do something to commemorate 9/11. They're opposed to this because he won't give them their money.
It's all about the money. That's why they were so upset in Wisconsin, because, well, the money flow got cut off. So now, I guess it's a bit of payback? I don't know, cruelty, meanness? This is the 9/11 memorial we're talking about.
Your
politics aside, you would give an extra 10% of your paycheck to help put it on that week. Something, anything.
When we come back, we find out
week after week, story after story, reveal after reveal, exactly where they stand, and it's in line for the money.
Period. And end of discussion there. Let's stick with me through the break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Wisconsin and the choking, non-choking Supreme Court justice who is now the grabber. We're going to talk about Justice David Prosser when we return with the vodka pundit Stephen Green. Stay with us. This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
I kissed her and she kissed me, like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
You're listening to the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular. There's more to come right here on the All Patriots Media Network.
You know, in addition to this great radio show, I host a weekly show over at PJTV.com called The Conversation with Tony Katz. Yeah, PJTV, like pajamas. It's actually Pajamas Media, one of the biggest names in center-right content. At PJTV, we make great video content that gives you news and opinion heard nowhere else in the MSM. Be sure to check out my show, The Conversation with Tony Katz, at PJTV.com. It's easy to do, and it's free. PJTV.com. Hey everybody, Tony Katz here, and as you know, I love a good cigar. It's not a vice, it's a pleasure. And when I want to know what cigar to smoke, I go to Cigars and Review magazine. They've got the reviews, they've got the articles, even some from yours truly. Cigars and Review magazine, get it online, cigarsandreviewmagazine.com. You'll find what gifts to get, you'll find what cigars to smoke, you'll learn about the industry. Go now, cigarsandreviewmagazine.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Tony Katz here for Rocky Mountain Watch Company, an American company with a uniquely American watch. The Second Amendment watch from Rocky Mountain Watch Company is made in the USA, and it is a watch that tells a story about America, freedom of expression, and the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Along the bezel, not just the words, but the very pen strokes of the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's American craftsmanship at its finest. It makes the perfect graduation or birthday gift, and it's more than a watch. The Second Amendment watch is an investment that will last through the generations. Go to RockyMountainWatch.com or call 866-591-4828, 866-591-4828. The Second Amendment watch from RockyMountainWatch.com, 866-591-4828. Order now and be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular. Rocky Mountain Watch Company, Manhattan, Montana, USA.
The odds of this Alaskan-born pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fastballing philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Business owners, you need to listen to me. If you need cash for your business, you need to speak to NorthlandFinance.com. Good credit, bad credit, doesn't matter. Your business still needs to thrive and survive in this economy. You need inventory. You need to do more marketing. You need to make physical improvements. It's your business. You decide. NorthlandFinance.com gets you the cash to enable you to make the decisions best for your business. Give them a call right now, 561-676-1978, 561-676-1978, or visit them online at NorthlandFinance.com. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Someone who understands that you know your business better than anybody, and with the right cash flow, there is no stopping you. NorthlandFinance.com, 561-676-1978, 561-676-1978, or online at NorthlandFinance.com.
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular continues now on the All Patriots Media Network.
Oh. See, that's good. God, that's good, Stephen Green. You got to admit, that's good.
That is good.
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular continues. 1-800-962-1160. 1-800-962-1160. The chat room is open. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. Or just head on over to the already bookmarked AllPatriotsMedia.com and click on the chat link. Speaking now with the Vodka Pundit himself at VodkaPundit.com, Stephen Green. So let me tell you, Stephen, Wisconsin continues to stay in the news. You've got a Justice David Prosser who was accused of choking a fellow member, a fellow jurist on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and Ann Walsh Bradley. And it's now come out that she kind of told a tall tale that he didn't choke her. And by her own admission, she's saying, well, if somebody hadn't pulled me off of him, he definitely would have choked me. When
if
in actuality,
hadn't pulled
she
me off of him, he would have choked me. Let's get
that's
that right.
So,
the version of the story that seems most believable. We may never know the actual truth, but the one that seemed most believable. I read this on National Review, and it was from an eyewitness. Eyewitness accounts aren't even that reliable, but this one just was confused enough, stupid enough, and pathetic enough that you got to figure it's probably what really happened, and that is she got into his face. He wanted her to back off. You can't push a woman on the chest, or, you know, you're looking at a sexual harassment lawsuit.
How dare you?
He put his hands a little higher on her to get her to back off, at which point she acted like a soccer player who's just fallen on the ground. Oh, 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 my throat, my throat.
Oh, that's fantastic there. So she claimed that she was choked. In testimony, saying no. She wasn't choked, and in front of the cop says, if they hadn't pulled me off me. So she admits that she lied, and the reason's going to be, because immediately people are, and Prosser is well known, because he is the conservative justice who was just up for real, made the difference in making the collective bargaining law in Wisconsin stick. So they're all, the left is all after him. They want to destroy him by any means necessary.
I was about to use that exact phrase, by any means necessary. That was the talk for weeks, well, really since that session. when the unions brought in all their big guns, a special election and a special election, usually only the most motivated people vote. Unions are great at doing turnout, Chisholm, all the matching T-shirts, rides, and all that. And even during the special election, when they had everything on the line, they still couldn't pull off a win, tell you, where public service unions stand in this country. You know, people will tell you, I'll tell you about the government union, people will tell you, hey, if you enter a 40-hour work week, thank a union. Yeah, well, if DMV is a fun place to go for the day, or if you think your public school is giving your child a good education, thank a public service union.
How about this union? You're telling me to thank you for the 40-hour work week. What about the fact that I can't work 50 hours because the union-mandated overtime makes it impossible? I could use the extra money and don't need the overtime pay, just want the regular pay. My boss would like to do it, but because of you, I can't.
Been keeping high school kids unemployed for 80 years.
Well, that may be part of the plan. I can't confirm that. But let me get to this, because also Wisconsin, really quick, you have Prosser today, a local Fox affiliate asks him a question. He grabs the mic and tries to pull it away, and then I guess realizes he made a mistake. I don't know what the reporter had asked him, and then just tries to go about his business. He goes into the elevator. The reporter follows him in the elevator. Prosser turns his back to him, kind of stares into the corner in like a Blair Witch kind of moment, and then walks into a secured room. Grabbing the microphone, not a smart idea. How big of a deal are they going to make of this?
Oh, no. I hadn't even heard this one yet. You know what? I don't want to make any prediction. I just want to sit back, kick up a web browser, turn on the news, and enjoy the show. This is going to be fun. It's all going to be fun. We have a year and a half, a little less than a year and a half, of sheer theatrics and desperation going on. And you know what? Okay. I remember being single way back when. Been married, 9 years now almost. And let me tell you, there is nothing worse than trying to meet a girl in a nightclub when you're desperate. Women can smell the desperation, and they will laugh at you behind your back.
That never happened to me, so I don't know.
Your face, if you're not so lucky. Yeah, it never happened to me either. I read this in a book. Anyway,
okay.
We are seeing such acts of desperation that you have to wonder if even moderate, normal people who don't pay that much attention until right before the election, if they're going to start to notice, say, maybe as early as next spring or summer.
Let me move the subject to you. We're on to 4th of July. And by the way, kick off your 4th of July weekend properly, not Saturday, but Sunday morning, with me scheduled to appear on Fox and Friends. Early morning, and you people East Coast and Central, and even you people in the mountain there, Stephen, you'll be able to watch it live. West Coast, you can DVR it. How are you celebrating the 4th of July, Stephen Green? What are we cooking?
There are three elements. Well, four if you include the fireworks. Those should go without needing to be said. And that is family, a grill, and alcohol. What else do you need? Oh, we're also going to go see the parade, of course.
Yes, but what will you be grilling and what will you be drinking?
We will have various items made of beef and pork, all of it fully undefatted, greasy as
hell. Nice.
I've recently gotten into making sliders so that everybody can have, you know, three different burgers and make them all your own way. And so I think I'll be doing probably, and I've got a pretty big Weber. I think it's the 22-inch or 21-inch, whatever it is, Weber, the big one before you get to the really monster ones that pros use. And I'm probably going to have to do about three rounds of sliders on that thing on Monday.
We are beef ribs, much the pork rib for me, but the beef ribs. We are chicken. And I am grilling shrimp. I have a brilliant recipe. It is not my own, but I will share it with you one day. The grilled shrimp, it will be Blue Moon, will be the beer of choice. There will be no scotch on Sunday, will be the beer of choice. And there will be enough guava custard cake to make me possibly go into a coma.
Now you're talking. That sounds good. And yeah, 4th of July, Independence Day is not a scotch day. It's a beer day. And for us, we'll be having New Belgium Brewing Company Summer Salt. It's their seasonal one this year. And let me tell you, if you can find it where you are, pick yourself up a case.
I will do just that. Are you sponsored by them? Is that why that just got dropped in my lap?
I am not sponsored by them. I tried it. It was their seasonal. I saw it in the store 2 weeks ago. I thought, oh, New Belgium has a new seasonal. I picked up a six-pack. I got two of them. My friends drank the rest, and then I cried.
Young man, have a very happy 4th of July. We will catch you next Friday. I'm sure I'll speak to you before then. Stephen Green, the Vodka Pundit, vodkapundit.com. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Next week, happy 4th of July.
Absolutely. Take care. Much more coming up. This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network. There's more on the way if you keep it right here.
Hey everybody, Tony Katz here. You've heard me talk about advertising on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular and the All Patriots Media Network, and now is the perfect time to do so because we offer the lowest ad rates and get you the highest quality loyal customers. More and more businesses around the nation are turning to this show to get them real results. Your competition can't afford to advertise, which is why you have to get the edge on your competition on the air and online. Advertise now on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular and the All Patriots Media Network. Call us at 818-939-4065. That's 818-939-4065. Or email us at advertise@allpatriotsmedia.com. Call now, email now, support the show now, and build your business right now with the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular and the All Patriots Media Network.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Lefebvre, and this year I adopted a great dog named Honey. Now I'm working with Best Friends Animal Society to end puppy mills, where millions of breeding dogs suffer only to supply pet stores with puppies. You can help, too, by not adding to the demand for pet store puppies. When searching for your next best friend, do what I did. Adopt. Don't shop. To find out more, visit Best Friends Animal Society at puppiesaren'tproducts.com or bestfriends.org.
Business owners, you need to listen to me. If you need cash for your business, you need to speak to NorthlandFinance.com. Good credit, bad credit, doesn't matter. Your business still needs to thrive and survive in this economy. You need inventory. You need to do more marketing. You need to make physical improvements. It's your business. You decide. NorthlandFinance.com gets you the cash to enable you to make the decisions best for your business. Give them a call right now, 561-676-1978, 561-676-1978, or visit them online at NorthlandFinance.com. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Someone who understands that you know your business better than anybody, and with the right cash flow, there is no stopping you. NorthlandFinance.com, 561-676-1978, 561-676-1978, or online at NorthlandFinance.com.
You know, in addition to this great radio show, I host a weekly show over at PJTV.com called The Conversation with Tony Katz. Yeah, PJTV, like pajamas. It's actually Pajamas Media, one of the biggest names in center-right content. At PJTV, we make great video content that gives you news and opinion heard nowhere else in the MSM. Be sure to check out my show, The Conversation with Tony Katz, at PJTV.com. It's easy to do, and it's free. PJTV.com.
The American Legion. We're a powerful force for the nation. We believe strongly in supporting the children of America. Our youth programs include American Legion Baseball, Junior Shooting Sports, Boys and Girls State, the Oratorical Scholarship Program, support for scouting, and many others. We support and promote citizenship and integrity in America's future leaders. Go to Legion.org to find out more about the American Legion's commitment of service to America.
Tony Katz here for Rocky Mountain Watch Company, an American company with a uniquely American watch. The Second Amendment watch from Rocky Mountain Watch Company is made in the USA, and it is a watch that tells a story about America
freedom of expression, and the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Along the bezel, not just the words, but the very pen strokes of the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's American craftsmanship at its finest. It makes the perfect graduation or birthday gift, and it's more than a watch. The Second Amendment watch is an investment that will last through the generations. Go to RockyMountainWatch.com or call 866-591-4828, 866-591-4828. The Second Amendment watch from RockyMountainWatch.com, 866-591-4828. Order now and be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular. Rocky Mountain Watch Company, Manhattan, Montana, USA.
Hey everybody, Tony Katz here, and as you know, I love a good cigar. It's not a vice, it's a pleasure. And when I want to know what cigar to smoke, I go to Cigars and Review Magazine. They've got the reviews, they've got the articles, even some from yours truly. Cigars and Review Magazine, get it online, cigarsandreviewmagazine.com. You'll find what gifts to get, you'll find what cigars to smoke, you'll learn about the industry. Go now, cigarsandreviewmagazine.com.
Let's get back to the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular continues. 1-800-962-1160, 1-800-962-1160. Chat room, allpatriotsmedia.com/chat, allpatriotsmedia.com. Just go there. You can get the podcast, get it from iTunes, get it from Blueberry. See the latest videos, appearances here and there, stuff from PJ TV, and of course, read the blog things we're writing. We'll be bringing new people on to blog in the very, very, very near coming days. And by the way, if you have not bought it yet from colonybay.net, colonybay.net, buy episode one of Courage New Hampshire, the new television series. You will not regret it. What these guys have done on such a limited budget is massive. I see Jim Riley, the writer, producer, director of Colony Bay in the chat room. Proud to call him a friend. Him and Jonathan Wilson. Jonathan I've known forever and a day through the Tea Party. It's amazing. You could say forever and a day through the Tea Party now. It's a good amount of time. We have worked well to connect events he has put together. He is a heck of a man. And proud to say, buy the DVD, Courage New Hampshire, The Travail of Sarah Pine is episode one, and you can get that at colonybay.net. I bring up, you know, some of the stories going on about Wisconsin because it's important to recognize and remember that the unions are not, they're not. And I am not an anti-union guy. I am certainly anti-public employee union. The public employee union is a serious problem because it's false in what it does. Protecting public employees who work for me, the taxpayer, by unionizing them and then you take their money through dues that they have to join the public employee unions or they can't be a public employee, and then you take that money to help your people get elected who are then sympathetic to your cause, who then vote to give you pay raises, and the money comes from me, the taxpayer. Sorry, that doesn't work. That's not a moment of acceptability. How can anybody look at that as anything but a scam? It is what it is. NFL can have a union. What do I care? NBA can have a union. By the way, is there any sports franchise that isn't locked out right now? There's no basketball. There's no football. Hockey, I think, is still around. I'm not sure. I think hockey is still around. There's still soccer. There's golf, I think. Wimbledon is a complete and total mess. There's no Federer. There's no Williams sisters. Who knows what's happening there? It's not that I watch basketball anyway. It's just I'm amazed. We're locking them out as fast as we can bring them in. So the unions are doing a bang-up job, I guess. But they're allowed to have unions. I don't argue the ability to create a union. My point is that a public employee union is quite literally obscene. It is what it is. And being anti-public employee union does not mean that you're anti the employee. Because the union has proven it doesn't give a damn about the employee. They don't care. They only care about the union leadership and maintaining that leadership position. Ladies and gentlemen, as the 4th of July comes upon us, and I'll talk about the Harvard study. I will talk about the Harvard study with Holly Bacon in the next segment. So, Holly Bacon, read the Harvard study. Thank you. And if you don't know what the Harvard study is, hold on. Wait for it. But as we get ready for the 4th of July weekend, it is important to have the right cigar. As you know, I am a cigar smoker. I love the artisans who create cigars, the work it takes, the craftsmanship involved. And we are proud to have Cigars and Review Magazine as a sponsor, the sponsor of Cigar of the Week. And joining me right now to talk Cigar of the Week, Tony Bellotto. From beautiful Youngstown, Ohio, ladies and gentlemen, from the heartlands of America, smoking some fine premium cigars, Tony Bellotto. Tony, how you doing, my friend?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to speak to somebody with such a good name.
Oh, it's a great name.
It's a fantastic name. It says so much. But yours is right, Tony Bellotto, Anthony Bellotto. You would assume your name should be Tony. I'm Tony Katz. That doesn't make any sense. It's an issue. It's a problem. Trust me. Trust me on that one. But what do you got for us there from Cigars and Review Magazine? What is the cigar of the week?
Well, today I decided to revisit my morning cigar. I usually smoke this guy in the morning. It's a Burger and Argenti, a real small production company. It was two brothers. They did a collaboration in 2009. And they decided they just wanted to make a good cigar. It's not that much money. They use great Nicaraguan tobacco. Got a nice creamy mouthfeel. The wrapper's got a little bit of sweetness to it, a little bit of caramel. Got a lot of cedar. Awesome with a cup of coffee in the morning. I'm smoking a Corona Gorda, which is a smaller size. It's a little bit fatter than a normal Corona.
Yeah, small and fat.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I'm telling you.
Now, you know, people don't get that. And let me tell you, I am not a morning cigar guy. But people smoke. They wake up. They sit outside, you know, a little veranda, a little patio, whatever you got, and you know, 8, 9, 9:30, 10 in the morning, cigar and coffee. There are a ton of people who do that.
It's awesome. You should really give it a shot. Your palate's the freshest in the morning, you know, right when you wake up. And my dad and I were in Napa, and every morning we'd wake up before we'd go taste wine. And I know it's kind of a, you know, faux pas, but we would smoke these cigars in the morning with our coffee, and that's where I got it from. I mean, it's the best time to smoke, I'm telling you.
Can I tell you, I haven't been to Napa enough. It's been years. I'm not a big wine guy. I'm not actually a big drinker. Even when it comes to scotch, I'm a man who sips. I can make that linger. I can make that last, and I'm very, very okay with that. But olive oil tasting in Napa is fantastic. That, not enough people do that. Go to Napa for the olive oil. You will lose your mind.
Yeah, it's unbelievable there. It really is.
It really is. Now, why are you in Youngstown? You could be in Napa, young man.
I could be. I don't know why I'm in Youngstown. I feel like Youngstonians need some culture, so I'm here to provide that for them.
Well done, Tony. Well done. So this is the Burger and Argenti.
Yeah, Burger and Argenti. That's about 5 1/4 for the Corona Gorda. They use some of the best tobacco in Nicaragua. Like I said, the wrapper's Ecuadorian. It's a Connecticut shade wrapper, but it's a little bit darker.
Cool. Is it a Maduro or is it still a Habano wrapper?
Yeah, it's Ecuadorian. It's called Desflorado. Basically, what that means is tarnished in Spanish. So it's a little bit browner. It's not that, you know, like an ash, and it's not that real light Connecticut shade grown. It's a little bit darker. It's a little bit browner. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Very, very cool. And you can find out more about that and all cigars, all things cigars, at cigarsinreviewmagazine.com, cigarsinreviewmagazine.com. They've got blogs over there. You blog over there, don't you?
Yeah. It's cigarsinreviewtony.wordpress.com.
Oh, we need a better name than that, dude. That will not work.
I know.
Tony.
You gotta talk to my boss.
Tony, I will tell Joe Baker, Cigars and Review Magazine, that dog won't hunt.
Well, absolutely. Well, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Tony Bellotto. So I guess that's a little bit easier.
B-E-L-L-A-T-T-O, at Tony Bellotto. B-E-L-L-A-T-T-O. The cigar, Burger, and Argenti? Argenti?
Argenti, right? Yeah, I believe it's Argenti. That's the way everybody's always said it to me. So.
Well, then, Hot Diggity, that's the one. And learn more about it at CigarsAndReviewMagazine.com. Well done. First time here. We're going to be switching between you and Joe, right?
Yeah, Joe Lordy and I are going to be doing every other week.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Tell Joe I look forward to him next week. Have a wonderful 4th of July, my friend.
You too, Tony. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. By the way, good 4th of July cigar, the CAO America. It's a barber pole cigar. It's very, very, very good. But that whole daytime cigar thing, you know, he's got a point. Your palate is fresher in the morning. I get that. But maybe it's because I'm busy in the morning. I get more done in the morning. Like, if I can get started, if I can get started about 6:30 a.m., and I can be left undisturbed till 9, remember, I'm talking about West Coast time, folks. And if I can get go till 9 straight, I can get more done in that 2.5 hours than I can in an 8 hour or 10 hour day. No question about it. I just ram right through it, right through it. By the way, the chat room is reporting that Twitter is reporting that Maria Shriver has filed for divorce from Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know how is that news. How is that news? What else was going to happen? Of course she's leaving. She's not sticking around. He's never going to be president. She can't be first lady. She's done her time. She doesn't need to stick around. Many people stick around to be first lady. She doesn't have to. She's got the money. She's about to get more money. And she's going to be able to move on with her life. Arnold is going to go back into some acting. Of course someone's going to hire him. And he's going to be embarrassed and ashamed. But he's not going to care. They're still going to pay him to speak. They're still going to pay him to go all around the world and you know, speak his nonsense. Pretend that he's a Republican. By the way, pretend that he's a Republican. Pretend that he's a conservative. I have used this line in more speeches than I can even remember. Sarah Palin is the man that Arnold Schwarzenegger should have been. That is the ultimate reality. Sarah Palin has the market, has cornered the market on conservatism. This and being tough and being strong and being forthright, this should have been Arnold's ballywick. Isn't that the expression? Wheelhouse? Some other kind? Pick your cliche and throw it in there. Just put it right in. But no, he lets us all down. He screws it completely over. He decides that global warming, anthropogenic global warming, is real. He doesn't know how to take on a union. First rate chump, without question. When we return, Holly Bacon will answer why Harvard did the study on the 4th of July. More when we return. Stay with us. This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular will continue after this on the All Patriots Media Network.
Tony Katz here for Rocky Mountain Watch Company, an American company with a uniquely American watch. The Second Amendment watch from Rocky Mountain Watch Company is made in the USA, and it is a watch that tells a story about America, freedom of expression, and the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Along the bezel, not just the words, but the very pen strokes of the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's American craftsmanship at its finest. It makes perfect graduation or birthday gift, and it's more than a watch. The Second Amendment watch is an investment that will last through the generations. Go to RockyMountainWatch.com or call 866-591-4828, 866-591-4828. The Amendment Watch from RockyMountainWatch.com, 866-591-4828. Order now and be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular. Rocky Mountain Watch Company, Manhattan, Montana, USA.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now, that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Business owners, you need to listen to me. If you need cash for your business, you need to speak to NorthlandFinance.com. Good credit, bad credit, doesn't matter. Your business still needs to thrive and survive in this economy. You need inventory. You need to do more marketing. You need to make physical improvements. It's your business. You decide. NorthlandFinance.com gets you the cash to enable you to make the decisions best for your business. Give them a call right now, 561-676-1978, 561-676-1978, or visit them online at NorthlandFinance.com. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Someone who understands that you know your business better than anybody, and with the right cash flow, there is no stopping you. NorthlandFinance.com, 561-676-1978, 561-676-1978, or online at NorthlandFinance.com.
This is Sean Connery. One could easily forget that freedom isn't always free. Freedom comes at a price. If you would like to support those who personally bear the cost of freedom, please join me in honoring all the paralyzed veterans of America who have served and sacrificed for this country. Please visit the Paralyzed Veterans of America website at pva.org. Thank you.
Hey everybody, Tony Katz here, and as you know, I love a good cigar. It's not a vice, it's a pleasure. And when I want to know what cigar to smoke, I go to Cigars and Review Magazine. They've got the reviews, they've got the articles, even some from yours truly. Cigars and Review Magazine, get it online, cigarsandreviewmagazine.com. You'll find what gifts to get, you'll find what cigars to smoke, you'll learn about the industry. Go now, cigarsandreviewmagazine.com.
You know, in addition to this great radio show, I host a weekly show over at PJTV.com called The Conversation with Tony Katz. Yeah, PJTV, like pajamas. It's actually Pajamas Media, one of the biggest names in center-right content. At PJTV, we make great video content that gives you news and opinion heard nowhere else in the MSM. Be sure to check out my show, The Conversation with Tony Katz, at PJTV.com. It's easy to do, and it's free. PJTV.com.
Time now for more of the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular here on the All Patriots Media Network.
We're having a whole 4th of July beer conversation in the chat room. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat, or just go to AllPatriotsMedia.com and click on the chat link. Blue Moon, it's my beer right now. It's what I like. Someone mentioned Fat Tire. Huge fan of Fat Tire. New Belgium, thank you. Was that Bishop? Yeah, Dr. Bishop there in the chat room. And then someone mentioned Corona Light, and that just makes me sad. That just makes me very, very sad. 1-800-962-1160, 1-800-962-1160, the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular. I am Tony Katz. And let me bring in producer in training, All-American Holly Bacon. Oh, Holly.
Yes.
All right. Are you aware of the Harvard study on the 4th of July?
I am now.
You are now. Okay. All right. Is it just me who thinks you sound all garbled, or do you sound fine on the air? Okay, you are a little messed up. Do me a favor. Hang up, call back.
Okay.
All right. We got to figure that out. My God. My goodness. From U.S. News. 4th of July celebrations, according to a study from Harvard, shape the nation's political landscape by forming beliefs and increasing participation primarily in favor of the Republican Party. The political right has been more successful in appropriating American patriotism and its symbols during the 20th century. Survey evidence also confirms that Republicans consider themselves more patriotic than Democrats. According to this study from Harvard, there is a political congruence between the patriotism promoted on the 4th of July and the values associated with the Republican Party. Fourth of July celebrations in Republican-dominated counties may thus be more politically biased events that socialize children into Republicans. Here is my first question, America. If 4th of July celebrations socialize children into being Republicans who see themselves as more patriotic and loving the country, what does May Day socialize our children into? I'll wait. Holly Bacon, you're back. Let me ask you a question. I think I'm asking the only legitimate question in America. If the 4th of July socializes our children to be Republicans, which means they are more patriotic by nature, what does May Day socialize our children into being?
I don't think that I'm allowed to say that on the radio.
You know what? You know what? Are you Mark Halperin? Is this MSNBC? Is this Morning Joe? By the way,
I really don't want to be suspended.
For what it's worth, totally wrong. He was totally wrong. If you have to ask if a 7-second delay is in effect and then you still do it, you had time to think about it, you knew it was a dumb thing to do. I don't care if you like or dislike the president. I'm not saying that the president is or isn't. I'm saying that you've got a million other words you can use. It was a dumb thing to do. I don't think the suspension should last as long as infinite. Indefinite, I should say. But I can't certainly condone what he said because it wasn't funny. It was just daft. That's all. And by the way, my radio station in New York tells me they've got a far better dump button than MSNBC. Excellent. But let's go back to the story, Holly Bacon. This study, they make it seem like there's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with people who celebrate the 4th of July and how they feel about the country.
Well, if you ask me if a bunch of ivory tower liberals from Harvard are going to tell me something's wrong, then it more than likely is right.
I will pay you $10 to do that impression of somebody from Harvard again.
Harvard.
Please. Can we splice that? I just need that on a continued loop. The Southern girl doing the New England accent. I'm amazed by the study for a couple of reasons. First of all, where did they find the time? How much money does Harvard have that they have the time to do this?
Apparently lots and lots.
And why phrase it in a way that it's somehow socializing the children to Republicans is a problem? Socializing them into communists is the problem. Socializing them into Republicans? What's the big deal there? And by the way, it's like 1% and 2%. It's like non-existent numbers.
What can I say? They've been indoctrinating our children for decades. I don't see what's wrong with one day a year anyways, if that's the case.
I think it's funny that they didn't realize what an assault this is on Democrats. In basically stating that Democrats, they gain nothing from 4th of July parades. There is no evidence of an increased likelihood of identifying as a Democrat, indicating that 4th of July shifts preferences to the right rather than increasing political polarization. So Democrats, they're not patriotic, according to this study. It's a slam against Democrats. I mean, it looks to me very much written to attack Republicans and to somehow shame the idea that celebrating the birth of the nation is political. Politicizing the birth of the nation is ignorant, is foolhardy, is really gross. And there's nothing from this study that means anything. But it's really the slam on Democrats as non-patriotic.
That makes sense.
I am so glad you spent a lot of time on this.
Shoot, you gave me, 10 minutes?
What else do you need, kid? You should be aware of these things.
All I need to hear is Harvard says, and I know to do the opposite. That's how I look
well,
at it.
That's a pretty good thesis. You can go with that. Really quick, your 4th of July, what are you having?
Oh, Mr. Bacon is grilling out steaks.
Steaks are always good. What will you be drinking aside from box wine?
I'm a Corona gal. I know it's the best ram, but I love my Coronas, and that's what I'll be drinking.
Will it be Corona Light or Corona?
Ew, never light. That's ridiculous.
Okay, it's always good when the Corona drinker says, oh, Corona Light, ew. I would never. A very happy 4th of July, one and all. I will be here on Monday. Have no fear. Don't forget Sunday. Watch Fox and Friends. I will be there as well. On Monday, everyone. Take care.